Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We are getting ready to turn the calendar to April tomorrow. Hard to believe we are a quarter of the way through the year already. A few upcoming deadlines for folks to keep in mind, especially if you are a senior or college student. Some important scholarship deadlines. Our Cass County Master Gardeners are offering a horticulture scholarship to any graduating seniors or current college students studying horticulture. That application deadline is tomorrow, April 1st. Be sure and get those applications into the Cass County Extension office by the end of the day on April 1st to be considered for that scholarship. The following week, on the 9th of April, is the deadline for our Senior 4-H scholarship applications. Both of those applications can be found on our website or in our newsletter. So be sure and check those out and get those in soon. Also want to remind any private pesticide applicators that have not yet done their continuing education for the year. The last day to do that is April 15th. We are offering DVD reshows only at this point, so if you have not done that yet, give us a call. There are a few Zoom from home options left offered by campus as well, but those all do require pre-registration, so if you have not yet done that, again, you have till April 15th, so give us a call and we will get all of those things taken care of if you need to get a scholarship in or if you need to get your private pesticide training done. As we get into April, lots of updates coming in the newsletter as well. That will be out by the end of this week. So 4-H members, be sure and check your mailbox or email inbox for updates in the 4-H newsletter as well. As we get into spring, a few tips from our ISU Extension turfgrass specialist, Adam Toms, also an assistant professor in horticulture, and he shares with us some tips to get your lawn off to a good start this spring. We've had a little bit of rain. Lawns are starting to green up a little bit. If you're looking to get out there and give your lawn some TLC as it starts to warm up, a few pointers. First of all, remove any twigs or debris from your lawn so they don't get stuck in the mower or dull mower blades. If your grass is matted down, it may have a fungus on it, likely caused by gray snow mold. The large amounts of snow received over the winter months can cause this issue. The first step to reviving your lawn is to rake the grass until it stands up. Fertilizer and warm weather will usually do the rest. He notes that it is too late in the season for a fungicide application, but the mold should usually resolve itself on its own once the weather heats up. Spring fertilizer is a great way to green up your yard quickly. If you're looking to do this, apply 3/4 of a pound per 1,000 square feet of nitrogen, and he recommends using a slow-release fertilizer to help avoid burning the grass and other injuries to the lawn. Lingering drought conditions from last year may delay release of fertilizer, and the lawn may take longer to grow. If you seeded your lawn last fall, it will likely need to be reseeded this spring as the fall drought may have dried out those grass seeds. If you're trying to overseed a spot this spring, avoid applying crabgrass preventer as that will keep your grass seeds from germinating. Although they are effective at preventing crabgrass, again, that will keep your regular grass seed from germinating as well, so make sure you avoid that if you're trying to overseed any dead patches in the lawn. Once the lawn starts to green up and the ground is firm, then is the best time to take the lawnmower out for its first spin around the lawn. If your mower still needs to be serviced, make sure you get that scheduled in plenty of time to get it in good working order by the beginning of mowing season. If you would like more information on spring lawn care, you can get a hold of Tom's, or you can check out all of the publications we have on the Extension website about lawn care as well as other spring garden tasks. We'll be sharing many of those as we head into the spring season now. We've already chatted a little bit about starting plants indoors and selecting some of those plants. If you're interested in getting seeds and starting plants, keep in mind that gardening is expected to be another very popular pastime this year. So make sure if you have a certain number of plants that you'd really like to get your hands on, you do get those ordered or purchased from your local garden or seed store to make sure they are are available this year. Many local stores I know are starting to put out seeds and starts for plants. Again, like I mentioned, we do have lots of resources on the Extension website for anyone who is interested in lawn care or other spring gardening tasks, and definitely encourage you to check those out. You're also welcome to call our office, 712-243-1132. Happy to find any resources on a specific topic for you. Of course, you can always visit the ISU Extension website or the Cass County Extension website to find tips and resources. We also share a lot of those on our Extension Facebook page, so be sure to check that out. You can also follow the Cass County Master Gardeners on Facebook as they get into spring season. A lot of tips shared through that page as well. If you're interested in becoming a Master Gardener, classes are now open for registration for the class that will happen this fall. That class will be happening online primarily, and we will also have some hands-on workshops throughout the fall for those taking the Master Gardener class to do some hands-on learning as well. You can find all of that information on the website or give us a call. Again, 712-243-1132. You can stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic as well. We're more than happy to help you find those resources. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.